How are you guys doing? All right, so we're going to take a look at Luke. Now, you guys remember what we do? If you think it's an Old Testament, put up a one. If you think it's New Testament, put up two fingers. What happens if I tell you, I think you guys got that. So it's in the New Testament. It's one of the four Gospels. And now can somebody tell me the other three Gospels? Yes.
Matthew, Mark, and John.
Yes, good job. So before we look at this passage, I want to ask you a question that I think your parents are going to love to hear the answer to. Why do you listen to your parents? Yes? So you don't get hurt? That's a good reason. Yeah. So you don't get in trouble? Yeah, these are all great. You have one? What's that? To tell the truth, yes. Oh, that's a good one. Could you tell me what commandment that is? You could put it on the fourth. Good job. Yeah, God wants us to listen to our parents, mostly because, well, they are in charge. They're in control. They know what's best for you. We would say they are in authority over you. And who are some other people that we listen to? Yeah? That's definitely a good one. How about somebody you interact with on a daily basis? Yeah? Teachers? Aunts? Pastor? Teachers? Police officers? Basically, yeah. So all these people fall under the fourth commandment. And they have authority. You know, they know what's best. So what's the difference between them and, say, maybe Jesus' authority? I'll give you the answer here. Well, when we look at, say, people of the world, we have authority of those things that are earthly. Jesus has authority of things both earthly and heavenly. So that is why when, in our gospel reading today, we see he is able to cast out demons. He is able to heal the sick. He healed Peter's mother-in-law who had a fever. Healed other people who had multiple diseases. He has authority over all things. You know what else he has authority to do? He tells us that he has authority to lay his life down and pick it up again. Now, when he says this, he's talking about laying his life down on the cross. So he gave himself up on the cross and died on the cross for you in your sin. Because you guys are under, and even me and Pastor, we're all under the authority of sin. But God has taken on those sins and died on the cross so that we are no longer under them. So this is the comfort that we have today, that God and Jesus has authority over all things. And for this week, we are very grateful. All right? Well, let us pray. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son into the world to have authority over all things of the earth and of heaven. We thank you that he gave his life up on the cross so that we may no longer be held captive to the sins that we are doing. We thank you for this many blessings you have bestowed upon us, especially for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.